this. He's the Don and Mike Show.
He's worked with Raging Bull director Martin Scorsese. He's been called the greatest genius in American films by Le Palais du Cinéma. Now his newfound dramatic career comes to full maturity. Jerry Lewis in Ingmar Bergman's Scenes from an Idiot's Marriage.
I am a writer. My life used to be marvelous. Now I've never felt such depression. Veronica is in Stockholm. I find myself not caring. I'm devoid of passion except for my work.
Also starring Harriet Anderson.
I've returned from Stockholm to tell you our marriage is death, a pitiable vestige of our youth. I'm getting a divorce. My lawyer will contact you in the morning. His name is Sven Gunderblom.
Sven Gunden?
Sven Gunderblom.
Sai Heuvendens.
No, repeat after me, Sven.
Sven
Gunderblom. Sven Gunderblom.
Sai Heuvendens.
Forget the name.
It's a difficult name, Gunderblom. It's not like Johnson. Johnson is a tricky name. Oh, see, wow, boy.
I hate you.
Smith is good.
I hate
Smith
you.
Because it's a real... Oh, no.
Make me want to puke.
I don't know. Maybe it was Freud who said, marriage is tough. It's not an easy thing.
Jerry.
And for that, he gets his name on a museum wall. Marbles. I realized I would never see her again. And that was a shame. Because she was marbles.
Jerry Lewis. Harriet Anderson. In Ingmar Bergman's Scenes from an Idiot's Marriage, written by Jerry Lewis and Ingmar Bergman. Coming soon to a theater near you.
The Don and Mike Show.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike!
Stay classy, Sacramento, with Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara.
Right. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello. Hey, lady.
Sven Gunderblom.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don and Mike, I want to avoid last year's disaster with Charlie Stuang Sablak. A happy birthday today.
Charlie's birthday today?
Let's go to show the story and Rob.
Yeah.
65?
65 today.
65 years old today. Oh, happy birthday, Charlie.
There you go. Official retirement.
Thank you, my friend.
It's phenomenal.
See you later.
It's exciting. Official retirement age, if only you ever had a job.
Hey.
Hey, I'm kidding, of course.
Hey. All right, before you're dentist, and we get to our fantasy football, and we have news about the playoffs and fantasy football, just let me tell you about the diarrhea thing, which has been killing me in my car since Thanksgiving.
Yes, please.
When Bart and I were on the way to the family party, and I told you at great length that Colonel Klink had the German Shepherd, the attack of diarrhea.
Mm-hmm. Horrible, all over the car.
In the back row of seats. I went and had the car washed, had them detail it, had them do everything they can do. Mm-hmm. Finally, I went to the dealership, and they were very nice at the dealership. They took the car in, they looked at it, mm-hmm. they smelled it, mm-hmm. they had it for about an hour this morning,
yes.
came out and told me, well, here's the good news and the bad news.
Mm-hmm.
The good news is that we steam cleaned the carpet, and beautiful, you won't smell diarrhea.
Right.
The back row of chairs, of seats that come out,
uh-huh.
apparently these were the seats that the dog was in.
Yes. Fine Corinthian leather.
Apparently, what happened was, no matter how much scrubbing you can do, I don't know how this happened. They took me out by the back where all the spare tires and used parts are.
Right, and where your third row of seats is.
And they showed me where my third row of seats were. Uh-huh. He had pulled out a little Swiss Army knife.
Uh-huh.
And said, now you just got to know that this is the only way that we can be sure about this. And we did this on the other seat.
Right.
All he did was just into the side and then said, see if you can stand to put your nose within an inch of this little hole that I cut.
Wow.
And it was like, God, It was like Ronald Reagan's diaper. I mean, it was really, it was just, it was like.
So it somehow worked foul. Its way, like, through a seam into the cushioning. And, you know,
yes.
you got to have, especially for a third row of seats, you got to have those little holes where the mechanics, in a way, where the metal comes out, where
yeah.
it's got to fasten in.
Right.
You're not going to have the perfect, like, it's no. not It's not really waterproof.
So what
right?
he was telling
or
me
or diarrhea proof.
Yes, that, in fact, no matter how much scrubbing we did.
Right. Scrubbing that, doesn't work.
Soaking doesn't
smell. Your ass doesn't smell. Exactly.
Exactly.
Anyway, the deal is this, that I got to get some new back seats.
Yeah.
That's,
hey, but it'll be fine after that, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, he said that they got all of the smell of diarrhea out, except for those two seats. Mm-hmm. Except for those two seats.
And it's only $8,000 to replace that third row of seats.
Ah, now, see, this is where Freddie would be so happy with me. I did not immediately say, yes, I'll take chop chop, whatever seats you have.
Mm-hmm.
I said, why don't you just tell me, like, when you get some demonstrator or something, and I'll take some used seats.
Very good.
Not seats necessarily that anybody's ever sat in.
Yeah, because that third row's not used that much.
But, you know, just because, like, the seats were incredibly expensive.
Yes.
I mean, to get
yeah.
these two seats for the stupid SUV that
right.
they have.
And you don't need it anyway.
Don't need what?
The third row, right?
Well, not until the grandkids come.
Oh, you
come
do need
back
it
out.
For the
yes, so I do need. I do
okay.
need it for them. But anyway, the mystery solved.
Good,
because I told them
car smells good.
Car smells almost too clean now.
Wonderful.
Almost too clean.
Right. You should have kept the seats and put them by Clink's bed. You know, you could just sit on them at home.
Turn them into Clink's bed.
So we're all the way out back, past the Parks Department. And, you know, it's back there with the sea of, like, the sea of, what do they call that place in that Christmas special, the broken toys?
The Land of Misfit Toys.
That's what it is.
That's where all the bad parts are.
You've got the radiator.
Nobody wants a used tire.
You've got the piles of tires, and then he just says, see those seats? I go, yeah, those are my seats. Come here for a second. Pulls out his blade. Try to smell there. I'm like,
nasty.
He said, that's it.
Burn it.
Found it.
Yeah.
Got it.
Burn
all
it.
Right.
Destroy it.
Problem solved.
Good
now,
for you.
How about your dentist or so?
Well, you know, as you may have wondered, I don't know if I told this story about getting drunk and chipping my tooth about a month ago.
Yeah, you did.
But I don't know how it happened, but I woke up with half a tooth.
Ouch.
And didn't really remember anything causing it. Like, nobody hit me, to the best of my knowledge. I didn't fall. To the best of my knowledge.
Wow.
I can only think that maybe I bit into something like my finger or a fingernail too hard. But what I have was half a tooth where I have this bonding.
Uh-huh.
My bad teeth over here, my little rabbit teeth that I got bonded years ago.
Do you think you chipped it on the toilet seat?
No, you know.
Porcelain, yeah.
Maybe. Remember when you took the fall in the bathroom?
That was the absinthe show.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's when I woke up the next day, and Carla was laughing at me. I said, what? She said, go. And this is always nice when you wake up with a horrible hangover, and your girlfriend says to you, go look in the mirror at your teeth.
Uh-huh.
And I went in, and I see that, you know, I've got this tiny little sliver of a hole in between, and it's not so noticeable where you could, you know, I didn't look like Jim Carrey in Dumb and Dumber. But what happened was the bonding that I have split, like a little section split off of it.
Right.
So it was a very narrow section on my, it was a very narrow section on the bonding. And then the regular tooth that was not fake, not until today, that was chipped off too.
Yes,
so
Regis.
something, what happened was,
or should I say, yes, Robert Mailman, as you continue to get fake teeth.
Robert's
hey, they're going to get faker, though, coming up.
Yeah.
That's the last part of this, because I got a big plans. I didn't realize.
You got big plans.
I got huge plans.
This is Robert the Anger Mailman for the Don's and Mike show.
I watch Extreme Makeover, and I love what those dentists do. So I go into today, and I realized that it had been a while. I didn't realize as long, how long it had been, that it had been 2 years since I'd been there for a cleaning. So I was going to get my tooth repaired. And I go to the dentist much like I go to the chiropractor. If my back hurts, I go to the chiropractor. If I chip a tooth, I go to the dentist.
Gotcha.
So I zip in, and they're going to take this, and Dr. Dana is a good guy. He takes care of this really, really quick. He's got his assistant there who's very easy on the eye.
Yes.
And everybody at the radio station goes to this guy.
Yes,
and that's why I would have thought that somebody would have hit me to this.
No, that would spoil the fun.
I think I either I think think I told both of you guys I was going in for a cleaning, and I get the tooth repaired, and it's just amazing how they take this material and they kind of put it on your tooth, and then they superheat it, and then they make you bite down to make sure it's all perfect, and you know, lickety split, you walk out and you've got this brand new smile.
Yeah,
also got my bleaching stuff because I'm bleaching my teeth too, using that new technology.
Right.
Now, what's going to happen is
I'm bleaching as well.
But yeah, you're anal bleaching.
Yes, I am.
And you know what? And I'm standing behind you on that.
You've never been pinker.
I think
I'm soaking in it right now.
It's going to be fantastic. When it burns too much, that's how you know it's time to stop.
Amen, brother.
But I got my stuff. I got my little forms that I put it in. And I have to do it an hour twice a day. And they said in about a week it should be fine.
Cool.
Problem is, these right here, that's the fake stuff there. So I'm going to have to...
Your front two teeth there?
I'm going to have to get that to match the pearly whites.
Right.
But after this process
not
is
a
all
chance.
Over... Or I'm going to get Da Vinci veneers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure which way it's going to go. But I think I'm going to go...
You're thinking about really getting fake teeth?
I'm thinking... They say if I do... You know how my bonding always cracks and I got to go in and get repaired?
Right.
Said if I do this on these two teeth, then I won't have to do that.
And you have, but if you get veneers, then you don't have to worry about this twice a day soaking.
Yes, exactly.
Do you really think you'll do that for 2 weeks?
No, I don't.
That's, I was going to say, not a chance.
I got it in the car. I'm bringing it home.
You're not doing it. Not a chance.
Well, they say it burns the gum sometimes.
Yes,
too.
A little.
But the veneers.
No, but here's the thing. They're saying do the bleaching, then we're going to take a look at it. Then you decide whether you're going to get the bonding to match the rest of your teeth or get veneers. And I think if you get veneers, you get them on all your teeth, right?
Gosh, I wonder why they make you do both. Run up a big bill.
You like the guy.
I do.
So I get done with this. She gives me the bleaching stuff, says, here, do it this way, shows me how to do it, and then they move me down the hallway, and I meet Kitty.
The hygienist.
Kitty! I meet Kitty.
Kitty.
The hygienist.
Hello, Kitty.
Now, there's several things that happen. First of all, she's a hygienist. You know, I used to have Brian, the Lady of the Hooks.
Right. Mm-hmm.
This is Kitty, the Lady of the Hooks. And immediately at the conclusion of my time with Kitty, it was obvious to me why she's in this profession. I believe this with all of my heart. The people that clean teeth for a living, that take those hooks and dig into your enamel, they do this because most of them are, seriously, it's either that or go to a dominatrix house.
They're sadists.
Beat men for a living.
They're sadists.
And she goes, I got to take this windscreen off, Rob, to demonstrate. And I never, I got it. And the thing is, she is a very, very professional, knows her stuff, obviously, but loves to do the,
part of the job.
Let's go. Now, you seem to, it's been a while, you've got very healthy gums. She says that to me. You've got very healthy gums, but you can see.
Oh.
You can see this area. And I'm like, and I kind of dig the pain. I've told you that before, too. I kind of like that feeling of the agony. So I'm like, yes, mistress.
Feed me, Seymour.
But here's what she does. I sit down in the chair. She introduces herself to me. Before any of that, this is before what she does, hands me what appears to be a child's toy.
Mm-hmm.
And a child's toy.
You put your windscreen back on?
The child, well, I'm going to have to, yeah, I'll put it on because I'll do it again because she starts again. You know, I love making that sound effect. And she gives me a little plastic slot machine.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, you want to play? And I'm like, yeah, well, of course, it's a kid's toy. Everything's going to be a winner. And I pull the slot machine handle of the plastic toy, and a large ooze of water shoots out the front of it, covering my shirt, and which brings Kitty immediate, tremendous joy.
Yes.
And I realize I'm beginning to get a clearer picture what I'm dealing with.
Hello,
here.
Kitty.
And Kitty is just, you know, Kitty's beside herself. This is very funny to Kitty.
She loves it.
And she goes, I'm just kidding. I see here, do this one. This one, you're a winner every time. And I take this one. She says, no, you have to pull it a little bit harder. And I see what she's doing because by the third time when I try it, the third time and I pull the handle all the way, an electric shock goes through my hand. It's an effing joy buzzer, but it's in the shape of a slot machine.
Right.
And now I believe she's, you know, peeing in her pants.
Yeah.
I mean,
no.
she is just thinking this. And the laugh is just like, seriously, the laugh is, ah!
Maniacal.
She hasn't even looked at my teeth yet.
All right.
6 months ago.
And she's torturing me, for Christ's sake.
She handed me a book, and it looks like a regular paperback book.
Yeah. Why didn't you tell me any of this?
Well, I didn't think she'd do it to you.
The woman's dreadful.
And it said on it something like deviant sexual practices.
Yeah.
It was typical.
Yeah. And then she showed me her little dirty Santa ornament, too, you know, and I'm getting the picture. And I seriously, you know me, I'm not shy. I yell back to the doctor, Dr. Dana! This woman should be institutionalized. And, you know, and she's like, ah! Okay, let's get a look at those teeth. And without even any hesitation, she immediately starts the... And I'm just going, ah, it's great. And she says, what I'm going to do now, this is something I don't know whether it's normal. I think she's just doing it for fun. Uh-huh. She goes, let's check those gums. Well, you know how they check gums?
How?
They take the point of the hook and they jam it into your gums at different areas around your mouth.
Focus on them.
Is this a little tender? Knowing full well, probably by the look of the gum, that it's going to be the most painful part. Is this tender? And she goes, mmm. And I go, ah. And it is the most tender. Yes. And she proceeds to do the normal scraping. And then the only thing that was pleasant in the entire thing was, she gave me nice cinnamon. Oh, she gave me nice cinnamon flavored polish that she put on, and she got done. She got done with it. And I'm frankly at the end of this, it's a little less than an hour in the whole process of getting the teeth. I'm exhausted.
Yeah,
I'm exhausted because she's just going She's digging in with the hooks
and she's punched you.
Well, she's and I'm wondering whether she's going to bring some other torture device out. And she gets done. She says, now, you have a little discoloration on this tooth, which could indicate a problem. I'm going to have the doctor come back in and look at it. And this is when I realized that she's like a veteran of this, because she gets the dentist, who I think was on his lunch break, to come back in. I said,
right.
Because he sits down and says, well, I thought we looked at this before, but, you know, kitty wants what kitty gets. Yeah, I bet you're goddamn right.
Yeah.
Because she'll, you know, she'll put a bomb under your car otherwise.
You. Yeah.
So I sit down and he looks and goes, yeah, this one seems, yep, kitty's right. So, you know, hey, thanks, kitty. Looks like I'm going to have a longer procedure next time, you know, and the guy, I don't know. They're going to pull a tooth or something like that. They're going to work on this one and this one and do the. They're going to replace the filling on this. And apparently, I have old fillings that were made in Pompeii.
Right.
So I have to start replacing some of them now. And
I'll take care of it.
Did she draw any blood?
Yes.
Yeah. Because when she's
she drew blood
done.
To the point where she said, first of all, my gums are 90% better than most people my age. I'm getting that a lot lately too.
Oh.
Your gums are most and then you know most people my age.
Here's what I get. Now I don't get any bleeding because I take care of my gums.
She
says I have the gums of a teenager.
Yeah, well, F you, Buzz.
Must you be nice being Buzz.
Yeah, Buzz. Wow, yeah. Oh, they all like Buzz. And they asked about you, too. And everybody at the radio station goes there.
Yeah.
How's so-and-so? And, of course, they ask that question when all their apparatus is
in your mouth.
Right. So how's Rob? All right. He's good. He's real good. That's good. Hey, you like her glasses? And he says to his assistant, yeah, he's very nice. She said that, who's that, what's her name? And I'm like, you mean Ashley Vanfield? And he says, oh, yeah. Meanwhile, his hands stay perfectly steady. You know, he could have mortars going off around him. He'd be all set.
But say, Mike, I'm working on you. What about that chick you met in Chicago?
I'm that beautiful lady from Chicago.
Hello, doctor. Working on my teeth. Yeah. So I get done. I'm really more exhausted than I thought I would be because of the being in a she created the tension. I said, the first thing I said to her with the squirt gun slot machine when she pulls the thing, I said, so when children who are terrified to be here, do they sob? She said, oh no, the kids love it. I'm like, okay, the adult didn't. And she takes me out and she says, all right, so this is whoever. They all have IE on the end of their name, you know, Buffy, Chrissy, Muffy, whatever, that when they work in those offices. She said, you just have to initial this. And she hands me the pen to initial this. And I go and it's not opened. You know, I hate that when somebody hands me a pen to sign something that's not open. And I press the thumb thing down and a bolt. And this apparently is the electric shock mechanism that she's gotten from her gag shop that is the kind that's probably not sanctioned to sell in a store, because this is an effing taser.
The kind
in a pen. This is the kind. This went up to my elbow, and I was borderline pissed off. She was just like, oh! She's like, ah! And meanwhile, the young girl at the front desk is just kind of humoring her. Like, apparently, there's another one of Kitty's victims.
And she's scared to death.
She said something along the lines of, well, she doesn't do it to everybody. I said, well, three times to me, including the last pen. And it's a real heavy-duty, like, cross pen.
Yeah.
And I jam the thing down and just send this right up directly into my elbow where I drop the pen.
No.
And Kitty's, like, you know, doing her little psycho dance there.
Have they done these things to you?
Yeah, many times. In fact, they only do it.
And I appreciate the heads up, guys. I really do.
Well, that would spoil it.
Yeah, it would spoil it my ass. I just wanted to get my teeth clean. train.
But that's half the fun of going there.
Half the fun. Well, see, I tell you, you know, I got something for her next time. I don't know what it's going to be, but I'm bringing in like a full-fledged Delco battery in a suitcase, and I'm going to attach it to something.
She'll enjoy that.
And I'm going to put Kitty like through the roof.
Give her the five-knuckle sandwich.
Kitty is a former flight attendant. She used to do charter flights with like football teams and stuff. So I think that's where she got her rocks.
See, now here we go.
That's amazing.
Buzz he knows is, Kitty. He knows everything about Kitty's life.
He knows the bio. Of course he does.
But meanwhile, what do I get? It's like, here's your pen. Just initial this. I'm like, I don't understand why I have to.
Now, when you left, did you make your follow-up appointment for 2009?
Well, they're giving me a lot of crap about not being there in 2 years.
Right. Well,
it was 2 years ago December that I was there.
They need your business.
Oh, I'm going to go in there. I'm getting it all done, and I'll let you know if I do the bleaching thing. But
come out of there looking like Tony Curtis.
I want to look. No, I said, make me Regis teeth. I want somewhere between Regis Philbin and Sonny Jurgensen.
Oh, no, Mike. That's like saying I want a house. I want a house with aluminum siding, or I want a log cabin. I really do believe that you want the aluminum siding. Yeah. You don't want the wooden teeth.
How about this smile now, though, huh?
Yeah. How about that, Robert?
Yeah.
Robert, now, man. Here's John Norman. Hi, Johnny.
Hello, gentlemen.
John goes there, too.
Yeah.
I haven't been to the dentist in like 5 years.
Really? Wow. But you go and do you go there when you go?
That one. Buzz has been trying to get me to go there.
Rob,
for
I thought you said he does this. Did I make that up or what? Who else goes? I thought everybody went
everybody
there.
Goes.
I don't.
Like everyone except John.
I don't. And what I love about mine is I go to the guy who's got the TVs.
Yes.
So that you pick a channel, and if you don't want them to talk to you, you get to put on headphones and watch TV. And, like, if they need you to open up or something, oh, here.
Well, I would have turned the TV on, but if I'd taken the remote, I'm sure it would have shocked me.
Joe. Yes. Becomes, I believe
I
the other
there.
Patient. Hi, Joe.
They fix me all good and good.
You go there?
Oh, yeah.
Do they shock you?
No.
There you go, Mike.
I guess it was my day.
They have to like you.
We're all.
Hey!
John Norman, it is time for the fantasy football update, the final week of the regular season, and the playoffs are just in front of us.
Yep.
Let's go.
All right. In the big game of the week, it was Buzz versus Bart, and Buzz played the spoiler role.
Spoiler role.
Thank you. I do this for a living. And he knocked off Bart 98-91.
Wow.
Yeah. Aaron Brooks got you some good points there, Buzz.
Sorry, Bart.
I don't think you are.
It's a cutthroat league.
It is. I beat Joe 95-63. Mike, oh, so close to the money. 128-74 over the deal he departed.
128, that's a lot of points, Mike.
Unfortunately,
yeah.
Rob waited and saved his best for last. 138-77 over Don.
Wow. Well, you had a crappy season. Congratulations. You're in the money.
And then get the money.
So, you, I mean, I made the playoffs, but you won the money. I would have taken the money over the playoffs.
You're going to the playoffs, but I'm going to Total Beverage.
Do you get any money in the playoffs if you lose in the first round?
Yes, you do. You win $50 if you lose the first round.
Oh, okay. Wow. All right. That's
so
good.
Now, cool. the playoff teams are
set. It's nice to be in the elite.
You're such an ass. Sometimes you're a bigger ass than I am.
Click and win.
That's saying a lot because I'm a pretty big ass.
Yeah, well, you know, you see, click and win, I'm an ass, but you notice these are the two that I'm in the league with here. They just can't stand.
It's very competitive.
But a person like me who puts just a little more thought into it has this incredible season.
Shut up, fake teeth.
It'll be fun, Mike, when you win some money this week. And trust me, it is a great season.
Oh, that's like, I'm not going out in the first round.
Oh, yes, you are.
Okay.
Final standing.
Listen. Don't talk that way to my good friend Jerry Jones.
Thank you, Doc.
Oh, yeah, let's see.
Tell us about it.
All right, the final standings in the Dumber Division. Don finishes at 8-6, Joe at 7-7, and B.A. and Buzz at 5-9. In the Dumb Division, having quite a dominant season, John finishes 11-3.
Wow.
That's right, 11-3.
Shut up.
Oh, sorry. Mike at 8-6, Bart at 7-7, and Rob at 5-9 on a three-game winning streak.
I tied your record. Ladies and gentlemen, I tied Don's record of 8-6.
Congratulations.
All right.
Listen, ass, I'm going to squash you like a grape.
Are we
this
playing
weekend.
Each other in the first round?
No.
How could that be? Because he's the second place team.
He's in the second place in my division.
Oh, you mean I get to play Joe?
You get to play Joe. I get to squash Mike.
Oh. I'm playing you?
Yeah.
You're right, Rob. No, why don't you just give me the $50 right now?
Now, that's a defeatist attitude.
Well, my quarterback, Don told me when I came in the office that my quarterback got hurt.
Michael Vick last night, yeah.
Oh, I didn't see
him. Yeah, maybe not seriously, but like in the fourth
quarter.
Not
badly, hopefully.
In the fourth quarter.
Guy's out there busting, for my team, for the Americans.
Busting his ass.
Gets his knee blown up.
Not badly, hopefully.
And these fans are standing up and cheering.
Disgusting.
They ought to get their ass thrown
right out of the stadium. All right, John, so next week in the playoffs, it is.
It is Don versus Joe and John versus Mike.
Cool. And then
setting up for quite a Super Bowl.
Okay, so really, I'm playing you for the division championship.
That is correct.
So I'm playing in the championship game. I just want to have my moment because you probably are going to beat me. I want to have my moment that my team will be playing for the division championship.
I will beat you, of course. I manipulate the scores.
All right, Johnny, thank you. All of this on our webpage at Don and Mike website. .com. Click on Fantasy Football. What?
I'm smiling at John. And it could happen.
Sure.
There could be an amazing upset.
I think John's a wonderful guy, but I hope you cut his legs right out from under him. Because have you noticed with his smug Jim Carrey looking face and his short, almost neo-Nazi haircut, how sometimes he comes in, and John Norman is a great guy and a very good production guy.
Is there any training allowed now at this stage in the season?
I don't think so.
Now the teams are out of it.
He's a big help to the show.
Yes.
But with his fantasy football.
He is kind of cocky.
Want to play him either, Don.
He will say something to me. Well, I'm going to be playing him in 2 weeks.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Wouldn't you rather be going?
Well, what? No. Here's the fact.
It's not being cocky if you can pack it up.
Hold on.
What?
Just a little support.
You're going to lose. He's got a much better team than you do. You're going to get killed by him.
Probably.
You're going to get killed.
Oh, F you, John, with that look. God give me strength.
See, it's one thing if I say it about you, but it's nothing like in real life when John will say to me, hey, you had a pretty good week this week. And I said, yeah, I'm pretty happy. And he says, yeah, well, it's like I told everybody about the Super Bowl, and then I think that I'm going to get like a compliment. And he says, yeah, I told you guys, I'm winning the thing this year.
That's how much money does the winner get?
$200.
Okay. All right. Okay, good. How much does the winner of the championship game get?
$50 to the two runners up and $100 to the loser
of the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Okay.
All right. Hey, John, I'm sorry to play this card with you. You realize if I fart, I get paid $200. Oh, thank you.
He really went to the well that time.
Thank you.
Don? Way to go.
Thanks, Mike.
I like that.
Thank you. You know, you got to fight fire with fire.
Absolutely.
Go. Guys just a little too cocky for being 11-3.
Kind of a tackling technique, too.
From a guy who works behind you, where you put all that money?
Oh, Jesus. He has the right to say that, doesn't he? He really does.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Fire breather.
Yeah. Yeah, tell me about it.
Fire breather Spiewak.
Gonna put on my hazardous duty mask. We're all clear.
Well, it's gonna be, so I guess it's gonna really look, it's looking tremendously like it'll be you and John in the Super Bowl.
I think so, although Joe has a pretty good team.
Yeah.
All right, F you.
He's done well.
I'm gonna beat him. I'm gonna defy the odds.
Not a chance.
Well, how many points did I score this week?
10.
128 points. How many did John Norman score?
130. No, I take it back. I mean,
no, he didn't.
No,
I don't know. Who cares?
I mean, care.
You had one great week. Sean, or what's his name? Hasselbeck. He's never going to have another game where he has four freaking. Oh, that was you?
That was me.
Never mind.
But Vic's out. Yeah,
Mike, you're in great shape. I don't even know.
I scored the third most points in the league this season, too.
And what's your record, ass?
Not much. That's why
okay,
I'm focusing
thank
on
you.
This point.
Thank you.
You could be a little more gracious being the head of your division. You know, you're sitting here running everybody down, and you're at the top of the mountain, T.O. I mean, you really are. You're at the top of the mountain.
I'm being very gracious. I said I believe Joe has a good team.
Yes, that was
Joe's
great.
Got every chance to win next week.
Oh,
I think,
okay.
I think you, my friend.
You don't believe that, though.
No, I don't. I think you are going to lose, and you... You suck so bad. You have no right to even stand up and give anybody ass.
I just had one.
I deserve credit for being in the elite. I am in the elite. I have the second best record in our league.
I just have to ask Don, are you gonna be upset when you don't win, Kanye?
Oh, no,
I'm sorry,
Grammy.
Donye. Donye Geronimo.
Well, it's been a fine season.
Listen, if anyone is Kanye West, it's John Norman.
Yeah, you're right.
It's John, and it's John's off-air behavior.
Right.
John's crazy, and the best way to describe John, the visual, rent the movie The Cable Guy. Because I'm telling you.
I love the Jim Carrey comparison. That's a first today.
That's not the first I've heard of.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you look like Psycho Jim Carrey. What can we do for you now?
Never mind.
No, come on, John. Come on, what is it, Mr. 11 and 3? What is it?
I forgot. Never mind.
He came so you could describe him.
He's gone. Like there the wind.
Goes. There he goes.
I'd say I've learned something this year, though, from the league this year. I've learned you can never have enough power at quarterback. You really have to focus. In our league, you need the stud quarterback. Mm-hmm. The guy with the hot quarterback or the hot running back is going to, go to town.
Right, tell that to me. I got Peyton Manning and Carson Palmer. I won 8 freaking games. Same as you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Luck has
Now I get it.
No.
Now I get it. So you're diminishing.
Down. No, I'm putting myself
you're
down.
You're diminishing my accomplishment.
I'm delighted with my eight victories. Listen! God, you cannot be on one hand, you cannot be overconfident and boasting and in the same breath be very defensive.
That's true.
You've got to be one or the other. I was giving you a compliment. You said most. You keep opening your mouth like you're going to say something.
I can be whatever way I want to be.
You said the teams that have the great quarterbacks have it made.
Yeah.
I have two of the best quarterbacks in the league on my team.
So you're disagreeing with that?
What I'm saying is, and I'm proof. You would think with Peyton Manning and Carson Palmer.
You had a couple of guys that had superstar years.
Yes, I should have won more than 8 games. Right?
But I think maybe in my case it was more of a challenge to put the team on the field every week, to put guys on the field.
Okay, and, you know what?
That 2 years ago I won the Super Bowl, so there's a luck element.
Everybody's bragging.
Here's the thing. We are going to do something if we continue down this road. We are going to make radio history. We will have worked together for 20 years, and then on the first day of the 21st year, we will all quit. So let's stop it. Congratulations on making the playoffs.
I appreciate that.
And Buzz,
yes?
Congratulations on having a better record than Rob.
Well, thank you.
We tied, I thought.
It doesn't matter.
And good luck to everybody in the upcoming playoff season.
Tie goes to the newsman.
Let it go.
The money went to me.
Yes.
One time.
3 times.
It's one time more than I did.
You won the money 3 times?
No, I'm sorry, twice. Once was a tie.
Okay.
Really? You won the money? Oh, I didn't know that. Well.
Well, maybe you should pay more attention.
I didn't win any money.
I didn't either. Neither did... Did Dan McBride ever win any money at all?
I don't think so.
Can I just stop this?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Can you?
May I show you the way to handle this?
Oh.
I won the money 4 times.
And
I don't need it. I'm rich as S.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's how you handle it. That's how a winner handles it, Mike.
Yeah. Okay.
There you go.
But you don't push down people at the post office.
That's right. Winner! That's right. Oh, God.
Oh, dear. That does sort of end things, doesn't it? That does sort of stop it.
Okay, I'm glad I was able to stop
it. Well, we used to argue like that. How much money do you make? Back in the early days. It's time for a reprise of that, you know?
Oh, no, and now, God, like I told you, Jesus Christ, I never realized how much money I made. I mean, I'm not bragging. Is that I don't know. It's shocking. Frida did such a great job with our money.
Kind of makes you not want to come in and see all of us every day, right? Kind of makes you want to turn that key in the ignition and say, see ya!
Don't ask him that.
I did. I had that option presented to me by somebody. I'm blessed enough that I could walk away from this.
I know.
You know? But no, I want to stay with you guys. So
mm-hmm. I too stay here by choice. Because I got it all squirreled away. No need for me to worry.
A little here, a little there.
Yeah, different places, all over the place. Got nothing to worry about. It's called debt-free. That's me.
How's that motorcycle you had to finance?
No problem. You ass.
You know what? I'm not out to be the ass today. I'm really not. It's the whole thing with the fantasy football.
I know, you have trouble with it. You have difficulty with it. You have difficulty with the discussion of the fantasy.
You got me going.
Because really, even when you're doing the trash talk, You are going to fight to the death with the trash talk.
Yeah, and I'm awful at it. So let me just say congratulations on whatever it is that I'm congratulating you. Congratulations to you.
I'm not accepted.
What? Yeah.
Not accepted. Oh, your congratulations is not accepted.
Well, why?
Because of what you said after that. Congratulations on whatever it is you're doing as you give me the Pope wave off. You don't like that? Yeah. I got your congratulations right.
Okay, no, excuse me, Mike.
Maybe we'll play in the Super Bowl. Wouldn't that be something?
Congratulations on your spectacular season.
No. That's not accepted either, because listen to the sarcasm in that, you know? Now, are you exhaling over there?
Yeah.
Stay out of this, Mr. Okay. 1 in 20.
I know. Whatever.
You just what?
I just want to see us get past this.
Get past
this,
what?
This ugliness. This is fun. This football ugliness.
This is holiday fun. That's what I call this. This is holiday fun.
But really, he's the worst. Really, you
at
are
everything.
The...
Rob at everything. Rob, why is he saying you're the worst at everything?
Well, he's the worst because his team sucks worse than anybody's team. He wins.
How do you think
money...
I feel about him taking the money out of my pocket?
He wins the money one time this year.
One and a half.
One. 1.5 times
Thank
this
you.
Year. And you would think seriously. That's okay. Put your headphones on. Like you're going to be there for a while at the microphone.
My ears were cold.
Were they really?
Jesus.
Can I help it if a gypsy came in from out of town and put some sort of ancient hex on my team where people were breaking legs and ribs were cracked?
Oh, would you stop this?
Kiss of death.
Are we going to hear the Donovan McNabb, Terrell Owens story now?
No, you're not. You're not.
Okay,
it's all
I'm
part
tired of,
it. Of
hearing that story.
The evil curse.
I'm tired of hearing that story. The curse of the Spiewak.
That's right.
The curse of Donovan McNabb.
Right.
The curse. Oh, here's the curse. Here's the curse. Get off your ass and pick up another quarterback off the waiver wire.
Hasselbeck.
I will say one thing about our fantasy team.
Okay.
I will say one thing about
Hasselbeck had one good week for you.
That's right.
I'm going to pay you a compliment here. I don't think, and I think if you looked at transactions as far as a person who's always on, no off switch, mm-hmm. even in fantasy football, mm-hmm. This man I've worked with I go into my 21st year.
And look how it's paid off. Eight mighty wins. Eight mighty wins.
Well, you had a little bad luck.
Yeah, no curses, though.
You wanted that. You wanted the best record, isn't it? That's what you wanted. You wanted to have a better record than John Norman.
You're goddamn right.
Anything else is
from day number
second
one,
best.
All I heard from that stupid cable guy, all I've heard from him is, you know... I can't help it. I'm so good. I'm just, you know, I got the team. I got, you know, I mean, I'm my guys. I just want to just, oh, John. Jesus Christ, cable guy. Okay, thank you.
It's a fun contest this week.
It's been, hey, we'll be back stronger next year.
Let's do it again.
Thank you. Oh, and one last thing. Are we still inviting Beth Ann to be in it next year?
Into fantasy?
Yeah.
Oh, I think that would be a terrible idea.
Yeah, you show him the picture, would you?
I will.
Oh, dear. That's an interesting follow-up to that.
There's a Secret Santa here at the station.
Okay.
Some of the employees are doing the Secret Santa thing.
Oh.
And who's the creepy guy that always had the hots for Beth Ann?
Jonathan West.
Jonathan.
Moreland.
Jonathan. Yeah. Okay. Jonathan's Secret Santa gave him a beautiful framed picture of Beth Ann, which he has sitting on top of his cubicle right between a couple of bobblehead dolls.
Really?
In a place of true magnitude importance.
Well, what's his girlfriend going to say about that? That's pretty odd.
I don't know. It's a beautiful nude of Beth Ann, and she's very much like Kate Winslet in Titanic.
Uh-huh. I watched that last night.
Oh, did you really?
Homo!
Yeah.
I did.
Did you really?
Fell asleep to it.
Good. That's my guy.
I did. I fell asleep.
Good man. Good man.
Jonathan, take that off your desk. You have a girlfriend.
Got a break, everybody. Come right back. And, we'll go to the web. We'll go to the web. The worldwide Al Gore web. We'll be coming right
Very
back.
Very good.
This is the Don and Mike Show.